My guest at this time is Tennessee Congressman Diane Black. She's a freshman representing the Volunteer State's 6th Congressional District. She's also a member of both the House Budget and Ways and Means Committees. We want to get her thoughts on some of the latest rhetoric being used in the debate over the president's jobs bill. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you are very welcome, Greg. It's great to be with you.
Well, I want to get your reaction mainly today to comments from the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, as well as from Vice President Joe Biden. Here's the quote from Senator Reid from the Senate floor on Wednesday.
The massive layoffs we've had in America today have, of course, are rooted in the last administration. And it's very clear that private sector jobs have been doing just fine. It's the public sector jobs where we've lost huge numbers. And that's what this legislation is all about.
He's obviously trying to advance part of the president's jobs bill that would allow for money to be used to hire more teachers and first responders and so forth. A lot of different parts to break down there, but let's start with the biggest headline out of that, that private sector jobs are just fine and the public sector jobs need a lot of government help.
Well, I do believe that Harry Reid is totally out of touch, and I can tell you that when you talk to the people in my district, especially in some of my counties where I have up to 14% unemployment, the private sector jobs are not doing just fine. We have had over 9% unemployment nationwide for far too long, and so I think this is just another political ploy, and it just almost makes me shake my head to say, do they really believe that just because they say it, if it's not true, the American public are going to believe it? Totally out of touch.
The contention from the Democrats would be that if you look at the month-to-month job figures, the numbers aren't that great. But for the most part, private sector jobs are doing better than public sector jobs. So in terms of the president's legislation here for more teachers, more first responders, how do you approach in that one?
Well, I can only speak about my district and what's happening in my district. We do not have a crisis in that area. We're allowing the local government and the state government to do what they believe that they need to do with their dollars. And they really don't want the federal government to be involved in giving money on a one-time basis or a short-term basis, hiring people and then coming back later and going, well, we can't afford that any longer. So I'm going to leave that up to the local and the state elected officials to decide what it is that they need in their public sector. And we don't have that problem here in my district. So I don't know where Harry Reid is talking, but I don't think he's talking for all the entire country.
Let me get your reaction to the other line then, in that first sentence that he said. Of course, they, meaning the massive layoffs we've had in America, are rooted in the last administration. How do you respond to that?
Oh, I wonder when we're going to stop blaming the last administration. Are we going to go into a next election cycle and still continue to blame the last administration? Again, they're just out of touch. I think this is a political campaign rhetoric. And I believe the American people are waking up and becoming knowledgeable of the truth. And I think these kinds of half-truths or untruths, total untruths, are really going to hurt them in this next campaign. But most importantly, we all know that it is the private sector that creates the job. And I want to do all that I can, even under the limp administration that we have right now, to create as many of those opportunities for our private sector to create those jobs so we can get this economy rolling. That's really what I want to do.
We're talking with Tennessee Republican freshman Congressman Diane Black, and Congressman Vice President Joe Biden's been talking about this as well. And for the past week or two, he's been using a particular analogy, or at least a particular allegation, to make his case. Here's the Vice President last week in Flint, Michigan, suggesting what might be the future for Flint and other American cities if this aspect of the president's jobs bill doesn't go through.
In 2008, when Flint had 265 sworn officers on the police force, there were 35 murders and 91 rapes in this city. In 2010, when Flint had only 144 police officers, the murder rate climbed to 65, and rapes, just to pick two categories, climbed to 229. In 2011, you now only have 125 shields. God only knows what the numbers will be this year for Flint if we don't rectify it.
And the vice president made that allegation again in an address in Philadelphia, where he said an extra police officer couldn't mean the difference between someone getting to a woman who's in danger of being raped. When confronted about using that talking point, he said that he firmly believes that murder rates, rape rates, and crime rates in general will go up markedly unless this legislation is passed. What do you make of it?
Again, this is just shameful. I think this is using a terrible statistic. If these statistics are really true, this is a much deeper problem than whether you have police officers there or not. Police officers are not generally in a place where someone is going to murder someone to stop that at that point in time. There's a lot more going on. If those kind of statistics are really true, that's more about what's happening societally. And perhaps even in those situations or where the poor economy and the lack of jobs would be more relational to what's going on in those areas than the absence of additional police force and public safety workers. So I think it's just shameful when you try to take a situation such as we're in and use it for political gain by saying these kinds of things. This does not get to the root of the problem, and we need to get to the root of the problem in those areas where they see those high incidences of crime occurring. So again, it's just makes me shake my head to say we don't use really good information to make good decisions, and I'm really disappointed in the vice president.
Just yesterday, Congressman, we talked to one of your freshman colleagues, Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, and he said that what the president is pushing, in other words, money for new teachers, new firefighters, new policemen, he says that might look sexy politically, but it's not good economics, and that what House Republicans are doing through efforts to roll back regulations may not be all that stimulating in terms of the headlines, but it is much more effective. What's the best way to convey to your constituents that while one might seem like a good idea on the surface, that perhaps it's not in reality?
Well, I will tell you, when I am at home in my work week and going out all day long visiting with businesses from very small mom and pops to medium sized to very large businesses, I will continue to hear from them when I ask the question, what can I do to help you to create a better business pro-business atmosphere so that you can grow your business? They say, give me some security, stop piling up debt, balance your budget, and cut out all the regulations, the new mandates, and the taxes. And you'll see that we'll just bust open. We will start to grow. The businesses are not going to grow when there is so much uncertainty out there about all those things I just said. And that's really what we need to be doing, and what we are doing in the House is we are continuing to work and pass really good bills to help our businesses so that they can have a pro-business environment. And if they don't get passed by the Senate, what I say to people is, that's okay. We have done our homework, and when we do have willing partners in both the Senate and the presidency, we will actually be able to create a business-friendly environment, and then watch out how this economy will really take off. America is still strong. We still have innovators. We still have creators. And if we just get out of the way, private sector will create jobs, and we'll see a stimulated economy.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
You are very welcome. Always glad to talk with you.
Well, thank you so much. Tennessee freshman Republican Congressman Diane Black represents her state's 6th Congressional District. She is also a member of the House Budget and Ways and Means Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.